From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Many of high school's moments of social anxiety revolve around that tiny plot of personal space we call the locker. So what would you feel if you couldn't even access the place that was supposed to be your own domain? A junior at Michigan's Piccaninny High School who has muscular dystrophy had that problem, but his occupational therapist had an idea. She asked the school's robotics teacher for some help. Sean Hickman, in return, set a few of his students on the task. Here's one of those kids, senior Wyatt Smirka.
She talked to Mr. Hickman because she couldn't find any way to open the locker. So Mr. Hickman gave us the project, go get the locker door off that locker and bring it down here and start working on it.
Smirka and another student, Micah Stolderer, got right to work. Their first solution was to use a key fob to pop the locker door open, but then how to close it. Mr. Hickman says they decided to up the tech factor a bit.
Currently, the way that it works is they have an optical sensor on his wheelchair so that if he just moves his finger in front of the optical sensor, it triggers an electric motor to completely open the locker all the way. And when he wants to shut it, he just puts his finger back over the optical sensor and the locker will shut.
The custom motor and sensor were built mostly from parts laying around the robotics lab. But Mr. Hickman thinks the project's value goes way beyond the parts.
First of all, everybody thinks it's really cool. The student, Nick, who uses it, gives him a little bit of a sense of control, you know, over his life. You know, it's nice to be able to lock and unlock your own locker. Wyatt and Micah, you know, really enjoyed working with Nick himself to try and provide Nick with something that he wants that's useful and it's functional. So it's been a really good learning experience for him, I think.
The two seniors worked for nearly a year before finishing the project. School administrators are interested to see if the motor might be duplicated for other students in need.